You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Today's essayist, Virginia Squire, is a resident of Warriors Mark and a sixth grade teacher at Mount Nittany Middle School. Squire sent us her essay just as our spring pledge drive was starting. Her core belief is something very close to our hearts here at WPSU. Here's Virginia Squire with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
For many people, April 15th is tax day. April 15th for me, however, has a different significance. In 1982, I moved to a small mountain town in Colorado. I thought I had found the perfect place to live. But there was one thing missing: no public radio. I used to spin the FM dial searching for the voice of the community. All I would hear was canned music or talk programs packaged somewhere far away and made local only by the commercials injected. You have to understand, I grew up on radio. It has always been important in my life. As a child growing up in Milwaukee, I remember lying on the floor and listening to the hoofbeats of Silver as he carried the Lone Ranger across the Texas prairie. In high school, I would wait up every Saturday night for The Dark Side of Midnight, a local jazz and commentary show. In college, WORT and WHAD in Madison became my connection to the community. Michael Feldman was local then, and he aired live from a small, greasy spoon named Dolly's. Bob Edwards and Susan Stamberg served me national news, and locally Ken Ost read a chapter a day from a variety of books. I actually scheduled my coursework junior year around his program so I would not miss one chapter of Les Miserables. So when I found my perfect mountain community didn't have any public radio, I was devastated. Then, on April 15, 1984, Carbondale's Community Access Radio went on the air. The programming was as eclectic as the small community it represented. Once a week, Libby Lewis would give gardening tips for coaxing blooms in the high mountain air. Later, Mary Ferguson spun oral histories of that small former cow town. Serena Matchell, age 8, would recall what school had been like that week. This community was exercising its voice. Live remotes were broadcast from city council meetings, the high school football field, and Glenwood's Hot Springs pool on New Year's Eve. KDNK fostered open lines of communication. It was a place where the community could discuss ideas and present dissenting views, a place where all community groups could express themselves. When NPR began the This I Believe program again, I wondered, what shapes my decisions and actions on a daily basis? Finally, it hit me. I know I'm going to sound like the poster child for fundraising week, but the answer was clear. What shapes my thoughts, my actions, and my conversations on a daily basis is public radio. I believe in discourse, dialogue, and the open exchange of ideas. I believe in public media. I believe it makes for more informed citizens and therefore for stronger communities. But I not only believe in public radio, I support it.
Virginia Squire with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Squire actually served as a volunteer at that eclectic community radio station and later station manager. Broadcast your beliefs. Our website tells how you can contribute an essay to our program. Just go to wpsu.org/believe. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Cynthia Berger.